From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Night of the Ribbons by Kirby Jonas. Now let's begin with Night of the Ribbons. Chapter 1. The great big gray thoroughbred was already dead. But even as a corpse, he was the fastest horse Clay Logan had ever ridden. Clay had heard that a man can run a horse to death. He runs because he has a great big heart, because he loves to feel the wind in his face, and because he knows his master desires it of him. He runs to feel the freedom, like an eagle over a mountain canyon. But a horse with a real heart can outrun that heart if he's pushed to run and then never urged to temper his speed. He foams and gasps, and his big, loyal lungs surge for air. But the time comes when there's not enough. That big heart seizes up, along with all his power, and he falls. A fall that, if his owner loves him as Clay loved the gray, will shake the very earth. Clay Logan had listened to such stories since he was able to hear, to understand, and to reason. But that type of thing did not happen to Clay Logan. He was a horseman through and through. Another man, perhaps, but not Clay Logan. Everything there was to know about man's partner, the horse, was entrenched in the deepest recesses of his mind. His daddy had patiently taught him all he needed to know about his equine companions over the course of his 26 years. He could feel a horse's...